Vermonters spend more than $3.5 billion a year on the energy that powers their homes, schools, businesses, and vehicles. And where that energy comes from and how much carbon pollution it generates will be one of the most pressing policy questions for lawmakers and the governor when they kick off the 2025 legislative session in Montpelier tomorrow. Vermont Public's Peter Hirschfeld has been talking to legislators, advocates, energy experts, and administration officials about where that debate might be headed, and he's here with us now to break it down and find out what it might mean for you. Hey there, Pete.
Hi, Mary.
Concerns about energy costs in Vermont, always a huge factor, especially in the most recent election. And one of the big reasons that we saw Republicans pick up so many seats in the legislature. So how will this new partisan dynamic influence what we see this year in the way of energy policy?
It could very well be the nail in the coffin for what has become Democrats' signature policy on the energy stage. And that policy is called the Clean Heat Standard. The Clean Heat Standard is an attempt to reduce the amount of fossil fuels that Vermonters use to heat their homes. And it would accomplish this by requiring the companies that import heating fuels to help their customers transition to greener heating technologies. If those companies can't or won't do that, then they'd have to buy clean heat credits. And the money from the sale of those credits would be used to subsidize the cost of weatherization activities or the installation of cold climate heat pumps or other projects that would have the effect of reducing greenhouse gas emissions. A lot of Democrats say this is the most effective way, not just to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. They say it will also use free market forces to speed the adoption of green energy technologies that will be more affordable for residents over the long term. But there are a lot of upfront costs involved in this sort of energy transition. And Republican Governor Phil Scott and GOP candidates for the House and Senate say this proposal will have the effect of driving up the price of heating fuel. House Minority Leader Patty McCoy says what we saw on Election Day was a revolt over the tax burden in Vermont. And she says the Clean Heat Standard will make that burden even heavier.
A tax on carbon is what this bill is, you know, for all intents and purposes. That's what it is. You're taxing fuel oil, you're taxing gas. It's a carbon tax.
To be clear, Mary, the Clean Heat Standard does not meet the definition of a tax, but Republican lawmakers and a whole lot of voters perceive it as one. The governor has vetoed this bill before and will likely do it again if Democrats try to enact it into law. And since there are more than enough Republican votes now to sustain that veto, it raises some very real questions about the future of this policy.
If the Clean Heat Standard does go down this session, is that the end of this broader conversation about energy policy? Does Vermont just stick to the status quo?
No. And that's what makes this debate so interesting and so consequential. 4 years ago, over Phil Scott's objections, lawmakers enacted something called the Global Warming Solutions Act. This act requires Vermont to hit emissions reduction targets in 2025, 2030, and again in 2050. And if Vermont doesn't hit those targets, then the law allows individuals or organizations to sue the state. And the legal remedy under the law is for a judge to force the Agency of Natural Resources to identify and then initiate a set of emissions reductions activities that would be sufficient to meet those targets. Phil Scott and Republican lawmakers are going to be calling for the repeal of those mandates and to get rid of this provision that allows people to sue the state. They think it's reckless to have a law on the books that could result in unelected executive branch officials making massive decisions about energy policy under a threat of judicial order. But while Republicans may have the votes they need to kill the Clean Heat Standard, they won't have the power to undo the Global Warming Solutions Act. And Democrats I've spoken with, including Washington County Senator Ann Watson, say they want to keep these emission reduction mandates in place, even if Vermont doesn't move forward with the Clean Heat Standard. And they say these mandates will sort of force the question of how are we going to reduce our reliance on fossil fuels.
I'm very open to a conversation about, like, thinking about how we go about that. I'm much more inclined to have a conversation about the how rather than pushing back the dates about the when.
To kind of tie a bow on this here, Pete. Vermont's under a legal mandate to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, but Democrats and Republicans can't agree on a path to get there. Where do we go from here?
Yeah, that's the compelling question right now. The issue of whether and how Vermont is going to transition off fossil fuels has been starkly partisan up until this point. But if Republicans are able to kill the clean heat standard and Democrats are able to retain these emissions reductions mandates, then we find ourselves on a new playing field. It's a playing field where Democrats need Republicans in order to pass whatever climate legislation they want to pursue, and a playing field where Republicans face the choice of either finding compromise with Democrats and playing a determinative role in what climate policy looks like, or handing that responsibility off to the Agency of Natural Resources that, you know, by the way, by 2030, when these targets are due, may be run by an appointee of a future Democratic governor. Vermonters spend more than $5,000 per capita on energy costs, and every policy path our elected officials consider, including doing nothing, could have significant impacts, for better or worse, on the price we pay for energy or the costs we avoid if we use less of it.
That's Vermont Public's Peter Hirschfeld. Thank you so much, Pete.
Thank you, Mary.
And tune in to Vermont Edition tomorrow at noon for a special live broadcast from the Statehouse.